Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
When you're young and you're moving into a new place, you'll take any breaks you can get, especially if you don't have very much. So when you find an apartment in Manhattan for a reasonable price and the owner of it says, I got all this old furniture in here. You want to use it? I mean, you can't keep it, but you can use it while you live here. You'll probably say yes. Doesn't matter how old it is. So just take care of it, please. You know, respect it. And you can use it while you live here. Great. Great, 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 great. That's precisely what happens to two young, aspiring actors, thinking they found the best place they could live in. And in many places, they probably did. But it turned out more than just the two of them would be seeking residence in this specific apartment. Who or what was also there is the question. Take a listen. Back in our early 20s, Jerry and I found a one-bedroom apartment in Manhattan's West Village. We'd been friends for several years, and as aspiring actors, could not afford rent alone. We'd be subleasing from an artist named Lee Gatch. Near our move-in date, we met with Lee Gatch at 50 King Street apartment and signed the papers. He looked to be in his late 50s with a trim figure and full head of gray hair. Without a dining room, we sat at the kitchen table in a small area at one end of the living room. Do you have your own furniture? Lee Gatch asked. No, Jerry said. We've been looking for some. My daughter lived here, he explained. She works for the airlines and has been transferred to Atlanta. He took a moment to gaze into the living room, at the blanket chest, at the floor, at the foot of the Hollywood bed. Unless I misread the look, it appeared to carry a touch of dread. It's my furniture, he went on. So if you like, you can keep it until you move out. An offer Jerry and I could not refuse. Lee, seemingly as pleased as we were. Be kind to the furniture, he said. The blanket, chest, mirror, and dresser are from the 18th century. Same with the dresser in the bedroom, they added. Whenever you're ready to move out, be sure to call me and I'll pick it up. The day we moved in, I chose a living room with a Hollywood bed to sleep on. Being an early riser, it gave me easy access to the kitchen and bathroom without disturbing Jerry. On our first night, I lay ready to sleep. In the dimness of the room, my tired eyes made out a wispy cloud creeping across the old mirror that hung above the dresser. As soon as it had passed the mirror, it vanished. In the morning, when Jerry came out to the bedroom, I told him what I had seen. He had a methodical mind. I trusted his analytical abilities. In bathroom and slippers, he approached the mirror and gave it a quick study. He then turned to the open blinds that covered the window between my bed and his bedroom. Last night, were the blinds open or closed? Closed. I opened them around a half hour ago. Went to the blinds. Maybe car lights bounced off the windows across the street and shone cloudy through the edge of the blinds and from the window frame. It hit the mirror as the car moved slowly forward. I added an agreement. That was that. A few months had passed when one night I turned the lights out and got into bed. I lay there whispering the lines I had learned from the audition. When ready for sleep, I rose and adjusted the covers. Something caught my eye at the foot of the bed, where the old blanket chest sat. Its lid rippled like pond water on a windy night. I thought I had gotten dizzy, sat forward and gazed at the lid. At the face of a woman, open dead eyes. Hair sprawled under the rippling water. Jerry, I hollered. He rushed out of the bedroom and I turned to him, then flicked my eyes back to the chest. The image? Gone. The lights on now, I told him what I had seen. In his robe, he thoughtfully patrolled the room. You must have been asleep and dreamed what you saw. There's no other explanation. I was awake, sitting up when I saw it. Thinking then that it would be useless to try to convince him. I don't know, I breathed. Maybe you're right. Well, of course I'm right, he said with a yawn. I kept the lights on and slept in, kind of on and off, sitting up occasionally to check the lid of the chest. Another few months later, I was falling asleep on my side facing the open bedroom door. In the near darkness, I made out Jerry's in profile before the mirror of an antique chest high dresser. He wore dark slacks, a white shirt with billowed sleeves, and appeared to be putting on cufflinks. As I wondered why he was getting dressed and the lights out, he came toward me and stopped in the doorway. With tortured eyes, he dropped to his knees, arms pleading towards me. It was not Jerry. No, I cried out. The figure evaporated as Jerry leapt from his bed. He snapped the light on and came through the doorway. I sat at the edge of the bed, voice shaking, while I told him what I had seen. The tortured eyes, the figure pleading desperately. Had to be another dream, Jerry said. Nightmare is more like it, but I saw it, I went on. I wasn't asleep. I know I wasn't. I kept the lights on and stayed awake the rest of the night. A few weeks later, Jerry and I entered our building with groceries. We stood waiting at the elevator. Jerry stepped across the lobby to where an 18th century map of Manhattan hung. He studied it, then muttered, I'll never read this. He turned toward me. You ever read the fine print at the bottom of the map? No, I never noticed it, I said. So I joined him there. Squinting, I read that on this property had stood George Washington's Manhattan wartime headquarters. Well, Jerry said, if you actually did see those ghostly things, this could be the reason. You really think so? No, of course not. But I have to admit, this is quite a coincidence and pretty creepy. At the end of our year's sublease, I called Lee and told him we would be vacating. Jerry and I were now able to afford our own apartments. Lee came with movers to collect his furniture. He and Jerry and I sat on the kitchen table sipping coffee while the movers performed their chores. There was a lull in the conversation. Lee lost in thought, eyes on the old dresser under the mirror. Then shifting to the blanket chest at the foot of the Hollywood bed. In this apartment, he said hesitantly. Did you ever see anything strange? Jerry and I exchanged a glance. I answered, yeah, a number of times. When my daughter was little, she had her own bedroom and kept her toys in the chest. Every time she'd wake in the middle of the night and rush scared into our room. The reason was always because of the chest. I told Lee about the face under the rippling water. Without any sign of surprise, he said, in the late 1700s, my ancestors came here from the Isle of Wight. The chest was on their ship. Its legs had to be cut off so it would fit into one of the storage bins. Jerry asked, "What would the legs being cut off have to do with the chest being haunted?" "No idea," Lee said regretfully. "What about the mirror?" I asked. "The dresser under it? The dresser in the bedroom?" They were aboard the same ship. And said, "We kept them stored in our basement." I'd never seen Jerry so troubled. It was a dilemma for this particular man of methodology. Three of us left the apartment and went down into the street where Jerry and I said our goodbyes to Lee. He drove off, and Jerry said, "Guess we can also say goodbye to the George Washington theory." Some years later, Jerry's acting career had blossomed. Mine had not. We remained close friends while I worked at a small record store. It was a wintry evening when I arrived to relieve Brian. He had the newspaper open on the counter, reading his favorite section, the obituaries. We exchanged greetings as I went into the restroom where I hung my coat, and as I did, I heard Brian call out, "What do you know? Lee died." Stunned by the news, I went to him. "How do you know Lee?" "Never heard of him. I just thought I'd yell it out."
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Summer's here, and it's time to bring the heat in a new Honda. Head out on an unforgettable adventure. Or take a sporty sedan for a spin. All while driving with confidence. Check out the Civic, Accord, or HR-V during the Honda Summer Event.
See dealer for financing details.